What I intend now to do really is look at some models, yeah? Some models of enlightenment, if you like. I'm taking a kind of broadly cognitive approach rather than an obviously mythical one. But I don't want us to forget that whatever I'm talking about is essentially a model. There is no other way about talking about enlightenment. We cannot talk about ultimate reality apart from as a model. The moment we use words, we have not caught it. We are using a symbol. Yeah. And I also hope that when I say a cognitive model, I don't certainly intend to be, and I hope I'm not over-intellectual at all, but I would like to say that I find, I tend to be the sort of person that does sort of, I find thoughts really exciting. As a friend of mine once said, reflection is my hobby. And I kind of like that. I find it, yes, it's, reflection is recreational, that's right. And I find the same. I find thinking and reflecting very enjoyable. So it's not as if, like, I'm not engaged emotionally. And I think it's true of us all that our thoughts have quite a powerful effect on our emotional life. I'm very moved by concepts. But also, as well, where possible, I've tried to illustrate my thoughts with anecdotes, yeah, with stories. So just a little bit about me. Because of my sort of failing sight, I had to sort of give up work about 2 years ago. And obviously, it's not without its frustration and downside. And it was indeed a sort of an element of crisis that precipitated my having to stop work. I had to sort of finally come to terms that it had been a slow deterioration with my vision, and I'd reached a sort of stage where I couldn't sort of read properly anymore and things like that. But the point I really want to make with this is what it's meant is that I've got a lot more time on my hands. And I really do feel that this is a privilege. And this has sort of meant that I can sort of reflect much more, you know, and it's been a really sort of real fillip to practice. And obviously, as I've been going, there's been a certain amount of struggle. The Dharma has obviously been very much in my mind, and in many ways, perhaps the stakes have been hired, yeah? And consequent upon this, I have just started to sort of think in a new way, and I've sort of experienced a sort of shift in my understanding about enlightenment, what it is and perhaps what it is not. Yeah. And also I kind of want to say, I think when it comes to sort of the subject of enlightenment, there can sometimes be a kind of bashfulness, you know. I think it's our intention is to sort of show due respect. And indeed, sort of enlightenment, insight, stream entry, it obviously is worthy of due respect. And, you know, it's obviously be a tragedy to trivialise it in any way. At the same time, I think, though, it would be as much, if not greater, tragedy to be so sort of worried, hold it so at a distance, to be so lacking in confidence in ourselves that we don't really give it serious consideration. Yeah? I mean, often our respect can be sort of tinged with a kind of fear, you know, it's sort of too big to consider. So we need to have confidence in ourselves and confidence in our ability to practice. And indeed, much of the spiritual life takes courage. So I want us to sort of lighten up in the way we think about enlightenment, yeah? There's a real tendency, I think, certainly in the West, it may be a universal phenomenon. It's very easy, I think, to create sort of mystery and mumbo-jumbo in our culture, particularly. You know, we seem to have a tendency to really sort of overlay a kind of religiosity onto things, you know, and look for strange and exotic and hidden meanings where sort of none exist, yeah? I mean, you know, indeed, things are hard enough to understand anyway without this kind of thing. I mean, I've seen people, you know, when they come into contact with religion and things spiritual, there can be a kind of weird sort of pseudo-sacred atmosphere, you know, around. I mean, this is not at all conducive to understanding. So I want us to be able to sort of relax, because it's not unless we can sort of start to put enlightenment, insight, stream entry, so to speak, under the microscope, unless we're willing to look, we're not going to be able to see.